And if you're still grappling with this morning's news, you're not alone. Cillian Sherlock has been out early gathering reaction in Dublin city centre.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to everything opening back up. Mostly just, I have a son, so just kind of for him to kind of get back to normal and all his routines and stuff.
Yeah, and yourself, is there anything that you've missed particularly?
Oh, nightclubs, yeah. Nightclubs and the pubs, everything back to normal, yeah.
Nice to get the freedom back, you know what I mean? Get out with the wife and the kids, hip hop our restaurants and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, apart from that, everybody feels kind of restricted, isn't it? Locked up.
It's the same mistake they've made for the last approximately 2 years. This time last week, look at the figures. They were going through the roof. It's the Irish way. Oh, the figures are dropping. Everybody back in the swimming pool. Put everyone back in the swimming pool. But in a week or two, those numbers are going to rise again.
Kind of mixed emotions, I think. Don't know whether to... Probably stuff won't change for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be straight back into, oh, we can do it, let's just go do it.
Yeah.
But
would you be, if they were to announce, say, in the next 2 weeks or so that stuff reopens, would you be happy? Would you be straight back in there? Or would you be a bit cautious?
Happy but cautious.
Happy but cautious. Cillian Sherlock there with those views from Dublin City Centre. For further reaction, we're joined by Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. We've spoken many times over the past couple of years. What's your understanding of where things are this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. Well, we have to wait for the response from the government this afternoon, what they will decide to do. We're saying to the government very clearly now that the NPHET advice is to lift the restrictions. We've heard over the last 2 years that we should always follow public health advice. The public health advice is now to lift restrictions, and the government can lift the restrictions from immediate effect if they so wish. So we're saying to the government now, lift the 8 p.m. Ban on businesses having to have customers off the premises. That's a very easy thing to do to return to normal trading hours.
And when you say lift that, do you mean lift it tonight?
Absolutely. For those businesses that are ready to operationalise their business and trade until normal trading hours tonight, they can do so. There will be some businesses that may not have the stock, but they will get themselves ready as quickly as possible. But give the opportunity to those businesses now to trade into normal trading hours tonight. I think that's what we need to do.
And as you understand it then, when is the vaccine pass likely to go?
Well, we have to wait for the advice around the vaccine pass. Obviously, if it is in the NPHET letter that the vaccine pass and all the restrictions within hospitality can be stood down with immediate effect, well, then that's a matter for government if they so wish. But our premise is this. We've heard the narrative for 2 years. We must follow the public health advice. The public health advice from NPHET is to stand down the restrictions. And we're saying to the government very clearly, that's what they should follow, the public health advice of NPHET also.
Do you expect customers to be banging down the door this evening? Or given the fact that, let's be honest here, case levels remain high, is it likely that some people are going to remain cautious?
Yes, absolutely. There will be part of the population that will be cautious around COVID, and there should be. We should have caution around COVID into the future. And we have to live with COVID into the future. It is going to be here. And we need to make sure that if there is another variant in the future, that hopefully we don't have one, but we are prepared for that. So obviously the COVID pass is there if a variant comes back in again, and we can stand that up again for the sector and to reintroduce it. But now today is a good day for hospitality. We're nearly 2 years into this, and NPHET have decided, it's now safe to allow this country start to reopen, and it's now over to the government to say when we can actually open. We believe today is the day.
Many places have been relying on government support payments. Isn't it likely now that they're going to be wound down pretty quickly?
Well, that's another conversation that we will be having with government with immediate effect. The payments were to be reduced at the beginning of December, but December came and then we were put into restrictions again for another 2 months. So in essence, we're saying to the government very clearly, we need a bit of time now. We need an extension on those winding down of the payments. They essentially are due to be brought down by 42% on the 1st of February. February. That shouldn't happen. We're saying to the government now is give us the extension of the 2 months that we've lost so that we can start to trade normally at the end of March, beginning of April.
Is it really fair, though, to say on the one hand we want everything opened up right now straight away, and on the other hand, when it comes to winding down those payments, you want to take it slowly?
Well, to be fair now, Rachel, we've had nearly 23 months of restrictions in hospitality. I think it's only right that we need to have an engaging conversation with government around those payments. It's a matter of being an extra 2 months for these payments. And I think from an industry that has been economically flattened, for many businesses that will and probably will be on the edge of collapse when those payments are gone, I think we have to have that conversation with government as soon as possible.
Adrian Cummins of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, thank you for being with us this morning. Let's talk now to Tony Walker. He's the General Manager at the Slieve Russell Hotel in County Cavan. Thank you very much for being with us on Morning Ireland. What's your reaction to what's been emerging overnight?
Good morning, Rachel, and good morning to all your listeners. Absolutely delighted. I think it's a milestone day for hospitality. You know, it seems to be very clear that instead of giving the government, you know, carte blanche to remove all the restrictions, and if there isn't a public health reason to hold off, then why wait? You know, I would echo what Adrian has just said in terms of, you know, they locked us down quickly, so let us open quickly.
So you would be ready to go at full throttle straight away?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Certainly, if not this weekend, from Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Is it clear what this will mean for weddings? Because obviously weddings form a very big part of your business.
Absolutely. Yeah, weddings would be somewhere in the region of 30 or 35% of our total business. And it's, you know, the lifting of the restriction and removing the cap on numbers is hugely important for us, particularly along the border county. You know, in our case in Slieve Russell, 45% of our business are couples from Northern Ireland choosing to get married with us, you know, and at the moment there are no caps on numbers for weddings in the north of Ireland. So that has been a challenge for us as a business, with couples up, you know, requesting or talking or moving from us back to venues in the north. So removing this cap today on numbers will ease a lot of the sort of uncertainty that is in place currently for couples who are planning their big day over the months ahead. So, you know, removing the restriction will give them the confidence to go ahead and to book their wedding. And also, we have to bear in mind that weddings are booked, you know, 22 years in advance. So, you know, it also gives them the confidence to go ahead and make those bookings as well and plan those weddings.
Yeah, I hate to be the downer in all of this, but I suppose we don't know what the world is going to be like 2 years from now. Have you many weddings this weekend?
I have indeed, yes. I have one. Yes, I do indeed have one.
Yeah, so they might be trying to squeeze a few extra people in.
I lost a wedding last week that's due to take place in the middle of February. But, you know, a couple from Northern Ireland who have now opted to go back to a venue in South Tyrone. You know.
Well, listen, the very best of luck, and thanks indeed for taking our call this morning. Tony Walker there, General Manager at the Slieve Russell Hotel in County Cavan.